avarice and his betrayal of the Emperor's trust, Pier della Vigna was disgraced, blinded, and imprisoned. Dante's pilgrim finds Pier della Vigna on the seventh level of the Inferno. And like Judas Iscariot, he died by hanging. But Judas and Pier della Vigna are linked in Dante by the avarice he saw in them. In fact, avarice and hanging are linked in the medieval mind. And this is the earliest known depiction of the crucifixion, carved on an ivory box in Gaul about AD 400. It includes the death by hanging of Judas, his face upturned to the branch that suspends him. Here he is again on the doors of the Benevento Cathedral, hanging, this time with his bowels falling out. And this plate from a 15th century edition of the Inferno, Pier della Vigna's body hangs from a bleeding tree. I will not belabor the obvious parallel with Judas Iscariot, but Dante Alighieri needed no drawn illustration. It is his genius to make Pier della Vigna, now in hell, speak in strained hisses and coughing sibilants as though he is hanging still. Come l'altre verem per nostre spoglie, non per qualcuno sendre veste, che non è giusto aver ciò compositorio, qui le strascineremo e per la mesta selva, saranno i nostri corpi appesi, ciascuno al fondo l'ombra somma resta. Avarice, hanging, self-destruction. Io feggi, io betami, le mie case. I make my own home, be my gallows.